Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Your hallway is one of the first impressions people get of your home. So how do you make it stand out and make the most of it? The Home Squad with us this Thursday. Jenny Sheehan, who of course Workers Cottage on Instagram and co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast. And also joining us, Jenny Butler, who's an interior architect and designer, director of Jennifer Ann Interiors. You're both very welcome.
Thanks a million
for joining us. 087 1400 106. As always, that's the WhatsApp number for your questions. Their hallways are like an unused room, aren't they?
Yeah.
Wasted space.
Of all places, I think hallways run the risk of being designed for this kind of aspirational lifestyle where you're only going to have two or three coats out, and I'll put away my shoes all the time, and I'll hang up my sports equipment and my jacket and my scarf and everything. And we don't. Like, the best will in the world, we've got so many coats because the weather changes so much and there's shoes everywhere and we don't put them away. So there's more thought needs to be put into them in general, I feel.
Do people not, is that what happens? They just don't put enough thought into the space?
I mean, I think there's lots of little kind of clever things, I suppose, that you can do. I find, though, with the hall, you know, if you've had a really stressful day, the hall is like the first impression when you come into the house. So it's like, how do we clear away that clutter and still make the home look really inviting and create that lovely first impression when you come in the door? So it's trying to strike that balance because, as we all know, most Irish homes, it's a long, narrow hallway. So where are we claiming that storage is the big issue.
So if you're somebody who is building or designing a new house, is there much thought put? Like, how big should your hallway be?
So I would create, usually if I have a hall space with the client, we usually then try to create kind of, I'd say at the front of the house, kind of right next to it, is almost like a boot room sort of thing, where we might have like kind of designed in almost like a little wardrobe, but it kind of, it doesn't look like wardrobe, it looks like kind of nice part of the joinery that you open up, and there might be like a bench inside or drawers and then like hooks and stuff above. But for a lot of households where you maybe don't have that space, I try to kind of put maybe nice and kind of decorative hooks and everything like that. Then, you know, get some of those kind of wicker baskets and everything, pop the shoes or flip flops. Or actually what my sister does, which I think is a really good shout, is, you know, those really nice umbrella stands that you can get, but instead of putting umbrellas in it, she uses it for like hockey sticks, tennis rackets, all kind of stuff. And it still then looks really nice when you come in.
For me, I've an absolute, like when I say a tiny hallway, I mean, you wouldn't fit two bodies standing in it. And my issue is the shoes. It's when you come in and you kick off the shoes and I don't have space for the boot room and the extra wardrobes. And so where are you putting the shoes?
Well, I'll tell you what I've been craving, and this is what I didn't do. And it's probably my only regret in my house, and I am planning to go back and do it soon. So what I currently have in my little postage stamp of a tiny hallway is I have open hooks for my coats, which I'm fine with. I have a big mirror which opens the space up and I love that. And then I have a tower shoe rack, so they stack on top of each other in a corner, and that works out fine. But what I will be doing next is I'm going up my stairs. Now, I can't get around the side of my stairs because they wrap around the downstairs bathroom, so I can't put in the understore storage. But what I will what I will be doing, which I've seen, is put drawers into the stair risers themselves. And I think this is so clever. If you can't access the side of your stairs, is there's kind of two options. One is, you know, you need someone to do this. You turn your stair riser into the front of a drawer, and it's not the most difficult thing in the world. You put drawer runners inside and your shoes go in there, or your hats or your scarves or your whatever. Or the other thing you could do is create a hinge lid out of your stair step. Now, it's a complex issue. I'm coming at it because I've got a stair runners going down my stairs and I don't want that to be totally messed up. But I have all the intention in the world to do this, and that is where my shoes are going to go. So using your stairs, I think, as much as you can is key.
Yeah. If you don't have a hallway.
Well, I tell you, I don't have a hallway. We've like yourself, we've a little porch that one person has to stand into the living room for the other person to get
porch
in.
Porch is a much better description of what I have, actually.
It just sounds nice to me. It might not even be a porch. It's just a little landing space. But like that, like we just got from the organised store a little rack that goes in kind of on my stairs. Is the same as Jenny. It's a winding staircase, and I have a little rack that sits in underneath that. And for runners and all, like the smelly shoes, if you like, are all kind of getting stored in there. And then I basically go into Woody's, and any door that's in my house, a cupboard door, if you open it, I have the sticky hooks on the other side. So like the dog leads, light rain jackets, anything that doesn't have substantial weight, I hang on all of those. So you can't open a cupboard door in my house without it being mounted with rows and rows and rows of hooks.
Same. Yeah. Command hooks on everything. All my wardrobe doors, all my downstairs cabinets. Like it's, extra.
How important is flooring in the hallway / porch?
Yeah, because that's going to get the dirtiest, isn't it? And I don't always really love mats. You can get nice ones, but I'll take it outside. But I think what I did in my hallway downstairs is have patterned tiles, black and white patterned tiles. Oh. They're Sorrento Nizza, I think they're from Fired Earth. And that's brilliant because they look clean all the time, even if they're not, because the patterns kind of hide
disguises
stains. And I'd put dark grout in between them. I think that's key, less cleaning.
100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because I have, now that I've just finally finished the project and I have the white tiles, from the minute you open the front door, I had to get some kind of a mat or something to put down. It is so hard to get a decent, nice looking mat that isn't mad money.
Yeah.
They're surprisingly really expensive.
Yeah, no, 100%. Like, to be honest with you, I've been having this conversation with numerous clients, like what Jenny's saying. Do you put the mat well inside? Do you put it outside on the porch? So there's ones that I get from a supplier. Now, I know this sounds like mad money. They're about 50 to 100 euro, but they make them at whatever size you want. So if you've got quite a large porch, they'll make them to fit that. And you see, the reason they're that much more expensive is because they last about 8 to 10 years. So like, if you're like me and going down and buying them from Woody's, like I'm kind of probably tossing mine out every 6 months, because with all the bad weather we're getting, they're not lasting length of time. So they create ones that do last that length of time, and then all you're supposed to do every 6 months is lift it up and just rinse it out for just the algae and any kind of residue that builds up. But to me, if I knew it was really nice and kind of worked with that space, maybe because I work in the industry, I would probably be happy to pay that bit more if I knew I was going to get 8 to 10 years out of it, rather than one that kind of gets a bit gross and a bit kind of scruffy.
Really surprised at how expensive they were to buy. I want to get that name off you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. You know, they're not great looking. There's
very like just commercial and standard looking. Right, listener text coming in for the Home Squad, 087 1400 106. I bought a gorgeous console table on Adverts. It's bright yellow, which is the same colour as my hallway. We think the double yellow was a bit much though. Not sure what colour to paint it.
I love with a yellow, I love like a navy, any kind of a bluish. It pairs so well with yellow. It depends on what you have existing in your hall. Like if it's really bright.
Sorry, I'm just so impressed that somebody painted their hallway yellow.
Yeah.
100%.
How nice though. How cheery and how bright and lovely.
Another colour that's actually really nice with yellow as well, if it's more like a sand or like a lemon yellow, actually a berry red, like a muted berry red is also really
beautiful. Because I'm thinking like
that.
Big Bird yellow, like proper yellow.
Send us a photo, listener.
Very curious.
So you're thinking go for a berry or pink?
I love a kind of a berry red with a yellow. I think it can look really, really cool. Like I've seen a lot of radiator covers that are kind of done in that, and it kind of creates this really cool focal point amongst all the yellow. The blue I think is amazing as well. Like blue and red would be really nice complementary colours of yellow.
Listener has a glass porch, which I hate, but I don't have the money to renovate it. Is there anything I can do to make it a little better looking?
You could do things like window film, for example. Like if it's just this kind of plain glass and it's getting a bit mucky looking or something like that, and you want to spruce it up a little bit, you could apply, a frosted window film or a reeded window film. You can buy them in rolls online and they're not very difficult to apply. That could get you a bit of privacy, a bit more interest around it. Whatever the frame is, it's probably wood if it's a bit older, although it might be PVC. If it's not PVC, you can paint it pretty easily. That'll give it a nice bit of a spruce up. You could always hang curtains in it, like even just sheer voile curtains. We were talking about this recently. IKEA have a lovely set. I will look up the name. But that is another option as well. Kind of soften up the whole look as well.
Just adding to what Jenny's saying, I'd say the same thing. There's actually ones you can get, if you look up the term on Pinterest or Google, called cafe curtains. It's the sheer voiles that Jenny's talking about, but the little bar only hangs about halfway up the window frame. So it means you can still like see out, but it gives you that privacy and that softness that Jenny's talking about.
IKEA Stockholm.
What's the best colour to paint a hallway on? Asks this texter. I'd love a really dark plum kind of colour, but my husband thinks that we should go white to make it look bigger.
I would say it always depends on the orientation of your hallway and like kind of what impression you want to make. I love when a hall, if it's dark, if it's maybe north facing and it's dark anyway, I love leaning into that. I think that can be really nice. And if you're going for that plum, you've kind of got two options. You could do it where you bring it halfway up the wall and then you have a lighter colour on top, and that kind of softens, you know, keeps the lightness while giving you the plum colour you want. Or you could go all in, colour drenched ceiling, walls, everything. And then maybe what I would do is bring in a mirror, maybe at the very end of that hall to you know, create that bit of space and illusion so it's not too cavernous. But generally, if it's dark, I like to lean into the darkness. I think it's lovely.
I would totally agree. And you could even do is, even if you wanted to up it even again on the mirror and the plum, you could even introduce a couple of little wall lights and it kind of adds the nice moodiness factor.
So tell your husband he's wrong. Don't get the light.
Well, again, I mean, it totally depends on what kind of atmosphere you're trying to create. But I love leaning into the moodiness and coziness. I just think Ireland is just so, our weather is just so interchangeable that sometimes I think that moody coziness sometimes lends itself a bit better to Irish homes.
A listener's got in touch to say, when you are replacing the carpet on your stairs, ask the company to make a few mats off the offcuts. Our own company did it for free, or the company that we use did it for free. So shout out to Kildare Carpets, totally finished around the edges and it looked like a rug. They made two long runners for us plus two mats and it looks absolutely amazing.
That's a brilliant idea and so there nice for continuity and design through the house. Another thing I've seen as well is somebody have a square of maybe rattan or sisal or jute, you know, that really kind of natural fibre looking, cut to the perfect size to fit the hallway and then laid as floor so it's flush with the rest of the floor so it isn't, you know, it isn't a mat that's sticking up. I think that can be gorgeous as well.
What was the name, sorry, the recommendation, the place you mentioned?
It's called Modern Floor is the name of the company. I'll get you all the details. Don't be worried.
Of that as well. Jenny Sheehan, Workers Cottage on Instagram and co-host of Rip It Up, the renovations podcast. And Jenny Butler, who's the interior architect and designer of and director of Jennifer Ann Interiors. Thanks a million to you both for joining us on The Home Squad this Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.